Chapter 1. King of the Hill. It was right after Election Day. Lane Brainerd and I were down in his basement, shooting pool, when we first came up with the idea of a kid running for president. The TV was on. A bunch of boring grown-ups in suits and ties were sitting around a table. I wasn't paying much attention, but they were jabbering something about what the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are going to have to do if they want to win the election next year. Ordinarily, I would grab the remote control and switch to something more interesting. To me, the Weather Channel would have been more interesting. But Lane's sort of a weird genius who wants to know everything about everything. His favorite show is Meet the Press. Besides, it was his house. Lane recently moved to Madison. That's the capital of Wisconsin, in case you don't know, with his mom. She had just split up with Lane's dad, who lives in California. Lane and I have only known each other for a little while, but we're getting to be good friends. The Democrats have been all messed up since they lost control of Congress, Lane explained as he chalked up his stick. And the Republicans are entirely clueless. He smacked the clue ball into the pack, and balls scattered across the table. The 11 ball dropped in a corner pocket, and Lane walked around the table looking for his next shot. Half the time, the president doesn't know what he's doing either, I replied. I don't know much about politics, but I can usually fake it if I have to. You know who should be running this country, Moon? Lane said, lining up his next shot. A kid. He stroked the 5 ball toward the side pocket. He just missed, taping off the bumper. Lane looked up at me with a sparkle in his eyes. Can you imagine that, Moon? A kid running for president of the United States? Think about it. It'll be the next election, and a kid becomes the most powerful person in the world. What a mind blower. That's crazy, I said. The kid would have to be part of the political system. He'd have to know all the politicians. It takes years to make all the connections. You know, politicians aren't picked by a bunch of political cronies in smoke-filled rooms anymore, Moon. It's all computers, image consultants, special interest groups, corporate bundlers, online donations, media experts, and advertising now. They might as well be selling a soap. Don't you have to be 35 years old or something like that to run for president, I asked. I seem to remember something from history class. There are ways around that, Lane replied casually. You ought to run, Lane, I said. You're probably the smartest kid around. People don't want a smart president, he said. They want a president who makes them feel good. If they wanted a smart president, Albert Einstein would have been elected. You mean he wasn't? Moon, you're a dunce. A lovable dunce. I was kidding, I said. I knew Einstein was never president. I swear it. Suddenly, Lane stopped and looked at me. Wait a minute, he said. Why don't you run for president? Very funny, Lane. Funny like a crutch. No, I mean it. He had this sort of devilish expression on his face. The kind of face you see in old horror movies when a mad scientist cooks up a secret potion or creates a monster that will help him rule the world. Moon, you're perfect, Lane said, walking around the table excitedly. People like you. You make them laugh. You put them at ease. You've got a good presidential name. Judson Moon. President Moon. You look like an all-American boy. You're tall. You've got good hair. It's even parted on the side like a politician. Yeah, right, I interrupted. Like Americans are going to elect a guy president because they like his hair. Ever notice that we've never had a bald president, Lane pointed out. I thought about that for a moment. What about Lyndon Johnson? Wasn't he a little thin on top? He doesn't count, Lane said. He only became president because John F. Kennedy was assassinated. What about Eisenhower? Lane backed me against his mom's washing machine and looked me in the eye. The point is, this is America, Moon, he said excitedly. The land of opportunity. You know what they say. this is the country where any kid can become president. Moon, that kid could be you. Why do you want me to run for president so badly? When I was little, he said, racking up the balls again, we used to play this game called King of the Hill. There would be a big mountain of dirt or gravel. All the kids would scramble to the top. Then we'd push each other and try to knock each other down the mountain. The one kid who was still at the top at the end was the king of the hill. I was always small and skinny, and the other kids always knocked me down on my face. I was never king of the hill. The president of the United States is sort of like the king of the hill. I guess if I could get you elected, it would be sort of like I was king of the hill, too. Like I said, Lane's a little weird.